This is an interview with Sam Mayton at his home in Philadelphia on, now I need to know the date. I think it's the 24th.
The time says
it's the 24th
of July.
July 24th. And why don't we talk rather quickly about your background? Because it sounds like you might be more interested in talking more in later parts of the interview, but I'd like to know, for the record, your birth date and place.
Yes. October 26th, 1928.
And the kind of family that you were born into. And were you born here?
I was born in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
An immigrant Jewish family.
In what neighborhood?
We grew up at the corner behind a grocery store, and I think I was told I was born in that very house. At 18th and Oxford Street, which is only a block north of Columbia Avenue, now called Cecil B. Moore Avenue, at 18th, which is not so far from Temple University. In those days, it had the nickname the Jungle. Today, it is much worse. it was a kind of a ghettoized neighborhood, but not quite so single race as it is today. Mm. But that was my growing up, which I felt mostly comfortable in.
And this is an immigrant family, so yeah. Are you first generation?
Yes. My brothers and I were born in the United States. My father came from Russia on the run, I believe. And I don't know just when he arrived, but he was an adult. I think 25, 26 years old, and he as I understand, had been rather active in some socialist and perhaps Jewish activities in the Soviet Union. He was what became the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
He was of a pacifist kind of mind, which I think I learned, if not genetically inherited. And found himself in Philadelphia after help, I understand, from the Japanese escaping from Siberia, where he had traveled through to, and transported to Japan, and from Japan to San Francisco, and made his way across the country because he had a cousin here.
Huh.
And because the city Philadelphia was something, I understand, that, as I recall, that he knew something about, because it was the home of wonderful people whom he admired, Jefferson, Lincoln, Franklin, none of whom, of course, came from Philadelphia. He was introduced to a very nice girl here who was also an immigrant woman, but who had come over when she was perhaps 11 years old and was living in Philadelphia, who became my mother.
And she was from Russia also?
She was from a different part of Russia, yes. She was from the Ukraine, and my father was from Belarus, above Kiev, somewhere I understand, near where Chernobyl might be. He actually was in the city of Voronezh, they tell me. I've never been to Russia, although I do know Russian artists and I have friends there. Although I understand there was a city or a village, and someday I'd like to find out more about it, called Rogachev, that was much farther away, which I've mythologized. And these are supposed to be the pacifist Jews who came from Rogachev, which was his heritage. My mother came from a place called Periaslav or Gubernia. I mean, they don't even use the term anymore, I think. Gubernia meaning a region, which she used to brag was also the original or the ancestral home of Sholem Aleichem, the writer in Yiddish. Came through New York to Ellis Island, the normal route, and found herself in Philadelphia. Her maiden name was Pollock. And my father met her here and created my older brother Irving. I'm the middle one, Sam, which is probably a misnomer, because my name in